Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music interviews, and I'm on the phone today actually. I'm on the phone to Warren Dermody, otherwise known as Dermo from Northside. So great to speak to you again, Dermo. How are you doing, mate?
Alright, Smedley, mate. I'm fine, mate.
Yeah, good stuff. I know you're a bit full of a cold at the moment, but but certainly on the music front, you're absolutely mowed out with stuff at the moment. I've got a big long list of things to ask you here, mate, over the next 10 minutes or so. Firstly, obviously, it's been a few months since we met in the Boat and Horses and we had a chat and stuff, and you were just sort of setting out with your Time for Action kind of new venture, your new band. And since then, you've had a couple of big gigs down in Manchester at the Ruby Lounge, and you headlined at Artmouth, Dermo, didn't you? How did that go? I believe it was pretty good. Unfortunately, I didn't make it, but I believe it was pretty good, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, it's a great reaction. The crowd, you know, they keep going all the time, but they the top people who come and say, you know, they're into what we're doing and what we're talking about, and they got that, you know, it's very similar to us, as in they join in with us and they're into it, and you know, it's like a great atmosphere. That's what we're into, you know. We're really happy to play for people who love what we're doing. That's what it's all about for us.
Has it, I presume it's helped a little bit, you kind of your past life, if you like, with Northside. Are you still finding one or two of the old fans?
I suppose it's made us a bit more aware to people, you know, the fact that there was, you know, I was sitting on our side and all this, but it's like an entirely different kind of music.
It is,
I love our side, and, you know, if that happens again, it'll happen again, but at the moment, I'm doing Time for Action,
Well, stuff. We're not just doing that, but we'll move on to that question in a couple of minutes. But in terms of gigs, we'll just keep on the gigs theme for now. You've got quite a few lined up here. You've got one at Night and Day in September. You're doing the Run 100 Festival. You're doing Rec Rock Festival as well, aren't you, Dermo, over Time for Action? And you're going up to Glasgow. Yeah. So you're busy. You're in demand, aren't you? I mean, that's only good for the band, isn't it?
They're the only ones that we're committed to at the moment as well, because we keep getting offers. But to be honest with you, Smithers, like I say, we recorded this EP now, and then we've got loads more songs that we want to get down in the studio.
Fantastic.
Just playing live. I mean, we love playing live, but we also want to get this album out as soon as possible. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Good. I'll ask you about the recordings in a minute, but firstly, the last one on the live kind of scene, you might be going over to Belgium in the new year.
Yeah.
What's that all about, mate?
Somebody very kindly offered to take us across once the port was on, and she came to the gig.
Yeah.
With Mark Burch out the Chameleons.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, but,
I mean, Mark's played there before, he knows the woman there.
Where is it? Sorry, where is it, Dermot? Where are you going in Belgium?
Arlon, I think it's called.
Right.
Arlon.
Right.
She loved the gig.
Yeah,
it's happening. We're going in January.
Oh, fantastic, brilliant. I bet you are, mate. I bet you are. Good stuff. Yeah. So you've got an EP coming out on Strawberry Moon Records. Tell the kind of listeners a little bit about that. How many tracks is there? When's it going to be released, etc., mate? Where are we up to?
It just needs mixing at the moment. It should be out in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
3 weeks at the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Four tunes on it.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go into the names of the tracks. Right. Out, you know, but four songs on it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a varied description of what we do. It shows a different side to the band as well, which is really good, you know, as far as we're concerned. The great songs, and you can't wait for people to hear them, to be honest.
Good. Are they songs that you've already sort of featured in any of your live gigs? Yeah.
We're doing them in the set now, but we're writing all the time, this is it.
Yeah.
Now we need to get back in the studio quick and start recording again. We played the songs that we're doing, we've played them all in the set before,
I mean, do you envisage kind of maybe signing up for a promotional place and even going on a tour maybe next year or something, Dermo? Or is that the sort of grand master plan, or are you just going with the flow at the moment?
No, at the moment we're going with the flow, obviously. Like I say, we're turning stuff down because we don't want to get too bogged down with committing to gigs, and we want to get in the studio. It's all about the car at the moment for us.
Okay.
Plenty of gigs. Don't get me wrong, we love the tour, but we need something to turn on the back of, in other words, and
Yeah.
So people can obviously hear what we're about.
Yeah.
With this EP, we've got going to open a lot of doors for us. I think once it gets on the label, we're doing a great job for us.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then,
yeah.
You know, put that out, and then people can make up their own minds.
Yeah, good. But certainly, the way it's going at the moment, I mean, you know, you must be dead pleased, mate, with you know, yeah, how busy you are.
It's exciting, mate. It's like coming back to the, you know, the beginning. It's like, I love doing what we're doing. We are on. We have a bit, you know, it's a great band, good lads.
Yeah.
And we've got a good squad behind us, and, you know, a good little team. We work together, and we're all into it. So
good stuff. Fantastic. Well, we'll just ask, just talk a little minute now about a little solo project you've got going as well, mate, with Errol Media Records, and you've got a single coming out, a solo single, haven't you, at the end of the month?
Yeah.
What?
I wrote all this stuff years ago, you know, just and it was, you know, just I had loads of ideas and stuff, and so I've got a lot of back catalogue of stuff I want to put out.
Yeah.
You know, and then not much with it, just working with different, I like doing mix, you know, mix it up a bit, working with different collaborations with certain people, whoever's into it, and I like what they do.
Yeah.
And that's the time you see, so we're putting this single out.
Yeah.
That should be out in the next couple of weeks. Well, it's out on the 28th, in fact, of this month.
Right.
That's
what?
Called Vultures.
Vultures, right, right. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. What's that? Like tune-wise, and who's playing, actually
it's
playing on it?
It's darker and slower. Yeah. It's more like a Massive Attack sort of kind of sound, you know, like a mezzanine.
Yeah.
More with the piano and stuff, like Richard Thomas is called.
He's
a great pianist, and he's a good arranger.
Mm.
I worked with him on a few songs, and these are two of the first two songs I'm putting out, what I've done with Richard, so people are like that. And, just take it as it comes, different ideas all the time, forever growing, isn't it?
So, that's right, you seem to be, you know, you're getting busier and busier with age, it's fantastic, mate, they're pleased for you,
I like the idea, it's not all set in stone all the time, it's not like, you know, somebody might, it's just all up the idea of meeting somebody, and let's work on something new, and it's like, I like that, it's like,
good, excellent, okay, and not only that, not only those couple of things there, you're still busy with your DJing, aren't you, mate? You was at the Happy Festival.
That was brilliant. She's done a really, really, you know, she set it up, put it on. And it was a great reaction by everybody. I mean, I have to say that my Joyce even said that my set was the best set of the night. He was closing off what I'd done. Back along with me, Mike. He's a great bloke. And, well done to Trace and everybody involved, because what a night that was.
I did see that.
Kendall Carling coming up as well.
Right, okay. So, you've always kind of dipped into your DJing. I mean, you've always kept that going since back in the day.
I like it because I like all different kinds of music, and I can read the crowd. It's like, so I'm into it. You know, music's music. I love all kinds, to be honest.
Brilliant.
It all serves me on.
Good stuff. Just final question then, we're kind of running out of time, but just going back to the old Northside days, mate, and the Manchester North of England box set, which is a set of vinyls, isn't it, I think, is it six albums?
It's seven CDs, the one I've
got. Oh, CDs, is it? Records,
isn't it?
Right, okay.
It's about 150 songs on it, if not some more.
Right.
But I'm just looking at the track listing now, we've got everyone on there, it's like something for everyone there, especially, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, really good.
And obviously Northside are getting an outing on there, aren't they? So,
so it is.
So it's good that there's still the sort of, there's even the thirst for that still, isn't there, after all these years, you know?
There's still interest for the band,
Yeah,
still got, like, you know, got plenty of time for
Northside,
which is great.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, then, Dermo. I promise I will catch you soon live, and you keep yourself busy, and we'll speak again perhaps towards the end of the year. So, Dermo, thanks very much for joining me, mate, and I'll speak to you soon.
No problem, it's all right. A pleasure, mate. Thanks, mate.
Take care, mate. See ya.
Yeah.